Well, praise the Lord. Welcome. This is Pastor Mary. We are coming to you to share words of wisdom, words of hope, words of joy in life. I just thank God this evening. I am the pastor of Ground Zero Rescue Mission and King Jesus Church. And I tell you what, guys, I have for many years, over 20 plus years, worked with the homeless, preached on the streets. I preached all over so many different counties, Houston County, Coffee County, Dale County, oh, so many counties in Alabama and other states, you know, until I can't count them all. And I have been out there working among the people. From so many different walks of life. I mean, from the poor to the rich, I have ministered to so many people and just sharing truth with them. The scripture says in St. John 8:32, it says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And I'm so glad that I have been chosen to share the truth with people. And I tell you now, my heart is so disturbed, a little disturbed. You know, we're in the pandemic right now, going through the coronavirus. And, you know, as a Black pastor in America, in Alabama, you know, and seeing what this virus is doing to my people, you know, it really disturbs my heart, you know. So I'm just really coming to you to share truth with you. And I heard a doctor earlier, I listened to this doctor, wonderful doctor, talk about this medicine that could help not only my people, but anybody who gets the virus. You know, the thing about this virus, it doesn't really have a color. I mean, you know, it's affecting everybody, but it really has hit the Black community the hardest. And that's why I plead out to the governors, I plead to those who are in authority, those who can are in a position to say, listen, we got to do something to help the people. There's a medicine called hydroxy, and this medicine can be taken, and within days, they are better. It's been proven. It's facts. Don't you love sharing facts? Facts. I love sharing facts. So, you know, let's come together. You know, let's stand on the word of God. Let's stand on faith. Let's stand on facts, and and definitely let's cancel out fear. Because when you turn the news on, that's what you hear every day. It's like fear. You know, they tell you how many people are dying, how many people are affected, but they never tell you how to build your immune system. They're not saying, listen, take this zinc, take the hydroxy, take this, you know, this can help you. They're not saying, take a vitamin C. They're not saying, build your immune system. They don't come on the news and never tell you how to help yourself. They just tell you, you know, oh, this is just bad, bad, bad. So we just want to just believe God that he's going to give us a miracle right here in our nation, right here in our state of Alabama. We are going to stand firm and stand tall and be the state that say, we enough is enough. We are wanting a change. We want things to get better with the people. This shutdown is hurting our community. I mean, literally, I'm seeing people are being truly hurt, and it hurts the poor the worst. You know, I mean, Walmart is not going to close down, but this barbershop, a man that's trying to make a living for his children, he has to close his barbershop, or little restaurants having to close because of this pandemic. And it's hurting our communities. It's hurting jobs. It's hurting our people. So we got to come together and unite together, because we are what? We are America. United we stand, divided we fall. Oh, I tell you, this thing is so, it's so imperative that we come together and unite as one. I want to share something with you because I only have a short time. I can start talking, guys, and you know, my time just gets past me, but I want to share this little testimony. You know, I talk about truth all the time. I love sharing truth. I share a lot of truth on Facebook. Of course, people get upset with me when I share truth, but they got upset with Jesus when he shared the truth. They would get upset with him. And so this particular Christmas, I was with my granddaughter, and, you know, I asked her a question, and then I says, was Abraham Lincoln, was he a Democrat or a Republican? And my little granddaughter, she's 16 years old. Her name is Faith. She's a sweet, precious thing. And she says, well, you know, all my grandchildren calls me grand-grand. I started them out calling me that years ago. And so she says, grand-grand, she says, we all know that Abraham Lincoln was a Democrat. She said, well, that's, everybody knows that. I said, well, no, sweetheart, he was not a Democrat. He was a Republican. She was like, no, no way, no. You know, and so I told her, I said, Google, go ahead and Google it. She says, well, I'm going to Google it right now. She said, because no way, he is a Democrat. We know he's a Democrat. I said, well, go ahead and Google. And she did, and she Googled it, and she found out that he was a Republican. And she was just so excited about it. She was like, I had no idea. I had no idea. So imagine our young generation. The truth is being hidden from them. It was hidden from me. I didn't know. You know, and I was in my 50s when I found out that Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. Then here's a man who cared about the slaves and wanted the slaves to be free. Here's a party, the Republican Party, who wanted the slaves to be free. And so this is knowledge that is hidden from so many people. And I say to you today, you Google it, you look it up, and you can begin to share truth and share knowledge. Because knowledge is power. Knowledge is what set us free. Knowledge is, the scripture say in Matthew 22 and 29, he says, my people err not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. When we don't know something, we're erring. We're literally preaching something that is not true because we don't know the truth. So it's important that we get the truth, you know the truth, and you share the truth. That's what I love about Facebook, because when you share something, when you post something on Facebook, you're sharing that. You can share it with your friends. You can share it with your family. You know, you're sharing it. So it's important to get the truth. It's important to know the truth. You know, and the scriptures in Hebrews 4 and 12, it says, for the word of God is quick and it's powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. God's word is so quick and it's so powerful. Imagine using the truth to help other people get free. You know, telling people about the hydroxy and the zinc, just sharing that with people, letting people know that there is something that can help you get healed from this coronavirus. Imagine just sharing that truth and how the doctors are saying, listen, there is something to help you. Oh, God, this is just so great. So just such great news. So we just want you to pray. We pray with us. Pray with all of those who are in the battlefield. Pray for the doctors that are fighting out there. They're in the trenches. Pray for the nurses. Pray for our leaders. Pray for our president. Pray for Governor Ivey, our great governor of Alabama. Pray for her. Pray for all the leaders in Alabama, because we are a state who are we want to lead by example. We want the rest of our states to know that we stand for what's true. We stand for what's right, and we're gonna push it to the very top. Oh, I tell you something, and I want to ask a special prayer too. Those of you who are listening, the prayer warriors out there, the grandmas and the grandpas, you know, when you're praying and you're in Bible study and you're in prayer meeting, pray that we get rid of Common Core. Pray that God would touch our governor, that God would put it on her heart, and all those who are in authority that can take this Common Core out of our schools, because it is confusing our children. We see the suicide rate is growing with our children because of this Common Core. They're confusing our kids. Our kids are cutting themselves. Our kids are killing themselves. So we really need to get rid of this Common Core. I am praying. We have been fighting for so long. So we believe in God that he's going to touch our leaders, that we're going to get rid of this Common Core once and for all in our state. Amen. So we just thank God. We praise God. You know, stand with us. Stand with us as we stand on the word of God, as we stand as never before on God's word and proclaim his word as never before. I tell you, there's a verse in St. John 12:32. It says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. When we lift up truth, when we lift up the word of God, we can draw men to truth. We can draw men. We are a nation that stands firm on the word of God, the whole Bible. Our motto in this country, we are one nation under God. United we stand, divided we fall. And I want to say a prayer. I know my time is up, But Father, we thank you and we praise you for this great nation. We praise you, Lord, for our president. We praise you for our governors all over this, all over the country. We thank you, Lord God, that you're moving throughout this land as never before. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.